Boker Tov, good morning. Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov. We've now entered the month of Av. We know that Mishnah Nichnas Av. When we entered the month of Av, we're my noon and happiness. First of all, today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shlema of all the Cholim, Rechlalam, Arab Shalom and Shamsi, Hamdab Rachavah Hadushan and Melchan, and Kabin Fkas, Rabban Munir, Shalom, Sarah, David, Manachan, and Fabad, the Rabbi Kabad, the Kabad, the Kabad, the Ser. Shalom, and Sarah, and Namas, and Hanan, and Fabad, Miriam, and Yudam, and Yafan, and Sarah, and Hanan, and Mikhab, and Malka, Miriam, and Hanan, 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 breakfast today was Adashem was sponsored. Leilu Nishmat Tamar Beracha Bat Avraham should be for Leilu Nishmat, and this, all the shiurim this week should also be for Leilu Nishmat B'Zadashem. Okay, we're starting a new book in the Torah, the fifth and final book of the Torah. Parashat Devarim, the book of Devarim. Parashat Devarim is very interesting, and the whole book of Devarim is actually very interesting in the sense that it is a, they call it the repetition of the book, of the book of the Torah. Meaning the whole book of Devarim really is like, okay, we just went through all four books of the Torah, now let's make a fifth book to repeat and go over all of the summaries of what happened in the Torah. But I think even more than that, there are so many deep lessons we can learn from the book of Devarim in and of itself, but also more specifically, Parashat Devarim. In the beginning of the parasha, we start out with Moshe Rabbeinu going back. And he takes us back to the beginning. And he says, all of the times that you sinned and you made mistakes, and he starts rebuking Am Yisrael. You know, when we came out of Egypt and you guys were complaining. And then when we wanted to go into the land of Israel and you were complaining, you said, let's send spies, we're afraid, we're this, we're that, and you didn't trust. And he goes over and over and over the many different times that Am Yisrael made mistakes, and he rebukes them for it. And a lot of times we just read through it and we're like, okay, whatever, and you go through it. But it's very important to stop and realize and read all of the rebukes that Am Yisrael were rebuked for, because it's important to see how a person is supposed to take rebuke and how a person is supposed to give rebuke. And it's so important. You know, it's actually a mitzvah in the Torah. We learn this when you're learning the book of Lashon Hara. Hocheach tocheach et amitecha. There's a mitzvah from the Torah. You shall surely rebuke your friend. Meaning if you see someone who's doing something incorrect, you have a mitzvah to rebuke them. Now, in today's generation, we explain that it's a lot more difficult than in the previous generations. Right? In today's generation, it's not you go up to someone with a stick and you hit them. Some people are like that. Right? There's other people, most people in the world nowadays, they go through love. So the way you do it is not hitting them with a stick, but more so through words of love. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, he showed us and he taught us, number one, how to speak rebuke to Am Yisrael. But Am Yisrael is teaching us that on the other side of the spectrum, when you're a listener of rebuke, when someone is giving you rebuke, you're not supposed to get defensive. You're not supposed to get upset and get defensive and start blocking it out. And this is human nature, right? Human nature is when someone rebukes them, someone tells them, you're doing something wrong. Excuse me. Someone tells them, you're doing something wrong. What do? They get all defensive. They start going back on the person. You ever see something like this? This happens a lot of times in marriage. A person rebukes a spouse, or a child, a parent rebukes a child. What happens instantly? The other person who got rebuked starts rebuking the person who rebuked them. They're like, well, I'm rebuking you for doing something wrong. Why are you rebuking me back? The answer is, it's in human nature. A person, they get defensive when they get rebuked, when they feel that they're doing something wrong and eyes are on them, they have to turn the image back on someone else and put somebody else under the bus. And really, I think what we're learning in the beginning of this week's parasha is that's not what we're meant to do. We're meant, number one, to learn how to give rebuke, but even more importantly than that, want to receive the rebuke. You have to be someone who, I want to know what I'm doing is when I'm doing what I'm doing is wrong. When I'm doing something wrong, to know I'm doing something wrong and know what's right so I can fix myself. Because if we're not, we don't have that mentality, then our whole life we're going to be doing something wrong. And even when we know we're doing something wrong, or even let's say we don't know we're doing something wrong, but someone knows and they could tell us, they're not going to want to tell you. And I was thinking this idea this morning. I give out the parts in the morning for, who goes up their Sefer Torah, who opens up the Heichal. So I went up to someone, I said, please, bechavod, take out the Torah. He said, no, it's okay. He said, bechavod, please take out the Sefer Torah. No, it's okay. So I went to the next person and I asked him. And I realized, I went to myself afterwards and I said, why when I went to the first person, he said no. And then when I chose the second person, right away he chose yes. So I said, okay, the first person is a little bit older, he's more tarofi, he tarof a little bit more. But at the same time, The second person, why did I choose the second person? Is because I knew it was someone who was going to say yes. You know, there's types of people, I'll take it, no problem. There's types of people, they'll tear off with you. So when I realized that somebody was giving me a hard time, they're not going to say yes easily, what did I do? I turned to the person who's going to say yes automatically, and I said, you know what, I'm going to stop going to the people who are not going to say yes. I'm going to go to the people who are going to accept it. And I realized this is such a lesson. It's actually a lesson to this week's parashah. When someone, it becomes difficult to rebuke them. You try to teach them, you know, you're doing something wrong. It's incorrect what you're doing. You made fun of someone. You hurt someone. You embarrassed someone. You're doing something wrong. And you try to teach them. If they try to deflect and they become all defensive, then the person who's rebuking them will say, you know what? They don't take it. They can't take it. They can't handle the rebukes. If they can't handle it, I'll let them be. I'm never going to do it again. Because they see that initial time that you tried to rebuke them, they don't want it. So if they don't want it, he's not going to try anymore. And so what you create by being a defensive person, not taking rebuke, is you create people not wanting to rebuke you. And that's terrible. Because now we're up. We're uprooting the mitzvah from the Torah of rebuke. And the mitzvah of rebuke is so important. And it's supposed to be done in such an articulate way that it doesn't offend the person. But, you know, I saw someone rebuke someone. And how did they do it? They did it in public. Hey, why are you doing like this, 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 and that? And I was standing there. And then I sat down and was like, why are you doing that? Like, let's say, for example, the example was, You're a bad driver. Let's just give a random example. So I told the guy, I said to him privately, I said, but you weren't a bad driver when you were younger. You weren't. So I said, like, why are you putting someone down? He said, no, I'm rebuking him. This was his answer. I'm rebuking him. I said to him, I said, lesson number one of rebuke is you never rebuke in front of other people. When you rebuke someone in front of other people, no matter what you do, they will become defensive. Because why should someone have to hear their negative side, their rebuke, if other people are around listening also? And not only that, within the laws of Lashon Hara, this also has a whole concept and a whole topic in and of itself, that you're not even allowed to do that. You can't put someone down regardless when there's other people around. The only time you can do it is in private. So I explained this to him. I said, people don't even understand the mitzvah of rebuke. It has so much, you know, you have to be so articulate with the mitzvah. But the idea that I learned from this morning, I was thinking, I said, it makes so much sense. Innately in the human mind, when someone is defensive, you're much more careful what you say with them and you don't want to rebuke them. The goal and what this week's parasha is teaching us is not for us to be defensive people. It's for us to be open-minded people. We want to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. That should be our goal. Our goal should be whatever Hashem wants us to do. Again, it could be some things are more difficult in the beginning, so it takes a little bit more time to grow to them. No problem. You get someone to come and tell you, hey, you know, you're doing something wrong. You say, I know I'm doing something wrong. I'm not there yet. Okay, very good. You're honest with yourself. That's step number one. But for a person to be a defensive person and not want to accept rebuke, what that will create is will create some innate feeling in the human being mind that he won't want to ever rebuke you. And then what that will create is you'll never get rebuked. And if you never get rebuked, and I see this with myself also, I see other people, they make mistakes, and I'm like, I want to tell them what they're doing is wrong. Why don't I tell them? And I say, because they're not going to listen. And I say, if they're not going to listen, why should I even tell them? So the goal of being in this world, being a human being, you know, we all try to attempt to emulate Hashem's ways and be perfect. Nobody can be perfect at the end of the day. But if we're trying to emulate Hashem's ways the best, is we have to try to be as best type of people as we can. And what that means is, it could be that there's someone that's younger than you, older than you, more experienced, less experienced, more knowledge, less knowledge, but they have something that you don't, and they're coming to educate you. They're coming to tell you something that maybe you made a mistake, or maybe you're doing something wrong, and they try to rebuke you even in the slightest little way. Don't take it to heart. Take it to your mind and say, you know what, let me think about it. Maybe I am doing something wrong. Someone comes over to you, I'll finish with this. Someone comes over to you, this happens many times. You're in Kanisa, you're in Shul, you're praying, in the middle of the repetition of the Amidah, some people talking. So someone comes over to someone speaking, says, please, we're in the middle of the Amidah, we're in the middle of Kaddish, you're not supposed to speak. You know, like, please be quiet. And the person starts getting upset. This is my free world, the free country, I have free will, do whatever I want. Just ask him in the middle of the Amidah, we're talking to Hashem over here. Again, you can talk as much as you want, just step outside. No problem. The guy gets all upset and angry. There's another type of person, in the middle of Kaddish, no. Again, there's a way how you give rebuke, and there's a way how it'll be accepted. It happens sometimes. I always see sometimes there's a guy who he can't stand it. He can't handle when people talk during davening, and I understand him, but the way he goes about it is wrong. So he'll get very angry and upset every time people are talking. He'll show he's angry. And what does that cause people to do? They're going to continue talking. They're not going to stop. The way to do it is to educate people. Understand that you're standing in front of Hashem. When you stand in front of Hashem, it's not the time to talk to other people. You're standing in front of Hashem, it's the time to talk to Hashem. And so that being the case, understand that if you're doing something wrong, accept the rebuke. Accept the rebuke. Take it to heart. Understand that you're doing something wrong, and we'll all fix it together. And I think this is the first stage in this week's parasha, what it's teaching us, starting in the new book of the Torah, what we can change about ourselves. When you hear that you're doing something wrong, don't automatically assume or rationalize and try to think how I can make what I'm doing right. Assume if you're doing something wrong, that you're doing something wrong and you want to fix it. And B'ezrat Hashem, when we try to fix our ways, we'll slowly be the cause of the bringing of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'ezrat Hashem. Have a great day, gentlemen.